USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says students in New York can return to classes to start the school year.
Specific plan by school district, online by the end of next week. Here's our testing plan. Here's our contact tracing plan. Here's our remote learning plan.
Chicago officials said schools there would be remote learning and facing a rise in new COVID-19 cases in Illinois. Governor J.B. Pritzker is issuing new rules allowing local authorities to fine businesses and childcare facilities that repeatedly failed to enforce the statewide mask mandate and social distancing requirements.
This is a make or break moment for the state of Illinois, for making sure that people are doing everything they can to mitigate, to reduce the spread.
President Trump is calling for sanctions against Hong Kong's chief executive and other Chinese officials. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Lawmakers from both parties are calling on the U.S. Postal Service to immediately reverse changes that are causing delays in deliveries across the country, just as big volume increases are expected for mail-in election voting. New Postmaster General Louis DeJoy denies the charges.
Although there will likely be an unprecedented increase in election mail volume due to the pandemic, the Postal Service has ample capacity to deliver all election mail securely and on time, in accordance with our delivery standards, and we will do so.
Facebook removed a post from President Trump's profile saying it contained false statements about the COVID-19 pandemic. The deleted post included a video of an interview with President Trump on Fox News, during which the president suggested that children are immune to the virus. Facebook representative Andy Stone said, "This video includes false claims that a group of people is immune from COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
One of Arizona's best-known politicians lost in a comeback bid. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns has more.
Former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio narrowly lost his quest to reclaim his old job. Arpaio was sheriff from 1993 to 2017. He lost the GOP primary to department veteran and one-time aide Jerry Sheridan by just more than 6,000 votes. This is the second overall election defeat for the 88-year-old. He lost the Arizona GOP Senate primary in 2018, and a year before that he was pardoned by President Trump for his conviction for refusing to obey a judge's order in a racial profiling case.
COVID-19 fears are worrying teachers across the nation. WCCO TV reporter Erica Hassan-Sada is in Minneapolis.
After nearly 30 years in education, second grade Minneapolis teacher Scott Devins may have already spent his last day in the classroom.
When you put it that way, it is kind of emotional.
Devins' district will start remote, but if teachers have to return to the classroom before a vaccine, the 59-year-old says he'll look into early retirement options.
It would be a pretty big hit. Thousands of dollars we're talking.
But this mother in California is part of a lawsuit demanding that schools and the Golden State open up in person.
I personally think that any online instruction for elementary school age kids will have zero academic value, zero value in socialization.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.